Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
It's 28409.
Thank you. And I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your shipping address, please?
Say again.
Can I have your shipping address, please?
It's 3317 Mill Way.
Okay.
Wilmington, North Carolina. Only 409.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay. Give me one moment. My system is loading. Give me one moment, I apologize. You're still there with me, correct?
Yes, thank
you. Okay, so I was just making sure. Okay, so I see an order was done on November 9th for $7.97 for a flashlight. You
correct.
Stated to my agent you did not place that order. This order is fraud, am I correct?
I'm sorry, say again.
You stated to my agent you never placed the order for that flashlight.
No.
It's fraud.
Correct, the flashlight.
Okay, do you recall placing the order?
For a flashlight, yeah.
Okay, so what are you saying that is fraud?
She just said I was charged for a camera bulb.
Well, let's see if you have an older account with us.
I was just charged 67.86 for a video bulb.
No, it's not for the video bulb. I don't know where she got that video bulb from.
It was for the flashlight? The flashlight was $68?
No, when you place order, you're in trouble. It's to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed. You get billed 60. Let's see. You get billed $68.76 a month for the $125 voucher. Well, give me one moment. Let me look over your account more.
What voucher?
It was sent out to your email, and that information is sent to you where you place the order in the terms of policy you have to accept. Then on November 12th, it shows that, yes, you placed the order for our spotlight. That is for that bulb. And then on November 13th, you paid for the spy pan. Do you recall those two orders for the spy
I ordered the bulb and never got one.
Okay, but what about the spy pen?
The spy pen? That I didn't
on November
remember.
13th. You didn't.
So,
the reason why I'm asking this is because, well, everything matches on your account already.
Okay, so for ordering the flashlight, I became a club member?
Correct. You're in trial based calling and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed 60. Let me see.
68.76
for the $125 voucher a month.
Every month.
Yes. But your account was already canceled with my agent. She transferred you over to me because you say that you never did the order at all for the first time.
Well, for whatever that last one was.
You did place the order there, though, sir. You stated to me. I understand you're saying that you didn't submit that order.
Flashlight. Okay. I ordered a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered a light bulb and never received the light bulb.
Okay, the only thing that I can do is reship out the product, but you did place the order, so it's not fraud the account. Because I'm advising you, because you didn't call in and cancel, that is what you were billed, the membership, $68.76 a month.
Okay, so can I cancel everything?
Your account is already canceled, sir.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. Nope. Okay, we're good. I appreciate it.
Okay, is there something else I can assist you with?
No, yeah, we're good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.